USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Taliban have taken control of Afghanistan, speaking at a Tuesday Pentagon press conference, Major General Hank Taylor says the single runway airfield is now secure.
Right now, the airfield, like I said earlier, is secure.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says if anyone in country that is supposed to be on a flight must find their own way to Kabul.
Sacred obligation we take very seriously. There is a process, and I would highly encourage them, if they're not already in that, to consult with State Department officials to get themselves enrolled in that. And then what we'll do, as we've said from the beginning, is help get them out of Kabul, and we are also working very hard here locally to help get them, if they need, temporary lodging here in the United States while they complete that processing.
Flights out of Kabul continue through the end of the month. The 3rd Battalion of the 82nd Airborne is holding the line. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
With more on the chaos that is the United States withdrawal from Afghanistan, Dan Naraki reports.
During his address to the nation Monday on the situation in Afghanistan, President Biden said that his decision to withdraw troops from the country was a continuation of a Trump-era policy. Former National Security Advisor under President Trump, John Bolton, says that both presidents did have the same idea about bringing troops home from Afghanistan. But Bolton tells Newsmax TV that President Biden has to own the implementation of the withdrawal and the message that it sends to allies around the world.
The decision to leave was a decision shared by Trump and Biden. Both of them have felt for some time they wanted out, and in that sense, they're two sides of the same coin. The execution of the decision, however, rests entirely with Biden, and it has proven to be a catastrophe. And it has an effect not just on what happens in Afghanistan. This calls into question American resolve and American competence around the world. I think Biden internationally has done himself a great deal of harm.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
U.S. Army veteran and CIA analyst Matt Zeller on MSNBC slams President Biden for his failure to the people of Afghanistan.
There is such a profound, bold-faced lie in that speech, the idea that we plan for every contingency. I have been personally trying to tell this administration since it took office. I've been trying to tell our government for years that this was coming. We sent them plan after plan on how to evacuate these people. Nobody listened to us. They didn't plan for the evacuation of our Afghan wartime allies. They're trying to conduct it now at the 11th hour. The thing that they were most concerned about was the optics of a chaotic evacuation. Well, they got exactly what they were most concerned of by failing to do what was right when we could have done it. We had all the people and equipment in place to be able to save these people months ago, and we did nothing. I'm appalled that he thinks we only need to take 2,000 people. There's 86,000 people who are currently left behind in Afghanistan alone. We've identified all of them for the government. I have no idea why he claims that people don't want to leave Afghanistan. I have a list of 14,000 names right now of people who want to get out of Afghanistan. And the idea that the Afghan military should be blamed for this, do you know how many casualties the Afghan military took in an average year? More than the United States did in 20. When you're not getting paid on a regular basis, when you're not getting fuel, when no one is supplying you with ammunition, and yet you're still showing up to the fight, how dare us for having to blame these people for not having the audacity to be able to survive a Taliban onslaught?
President Biden has returned to vacation. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.